Hello and welcome to Pneumatics, the AIOS, artificial intelligence, open source weapon systems of the future that use air power and multiple missile types for superior strategy and cost effectiveness by a factor of probably over 50 to 1. So the story how I got involved in Pneumatics is I'm a high-tech startup. I don't like the term entrepreneur because it's Frenchified and it sounds like the word entrap. And my business is not entrapping people. I've been the victim of entrapment schemes. I'm a businessman, an aspiring businessman with, let's just say, a lot of hard work in the field of technology development. And so anyway, you can read about my work on this site, hacking Microsoft IP assets and upgrading them legally with derivative works laws to provide next generation engineering tools, meaning thesaurus is the best possible tool for engineers because words make up the DNA of products and machines. Like before you start doing pictures and designs, crafting out the name for your idea and very detailed blueprints with the most richly descriptive words possible is the key. And my software Brainstorm Pro helps people do that, to engineer their own ideas. And I also have plugins or upgrades where you can do like team play brainstorming and also get access to pictures and like magic wand tools if you want to like rapidly prototype and design things. So Pneumatics came about in part because I've had to defend myself from outrageous defamation. People have tried to claim that my software is not legit and I don't deliver any real value to the business world, when the reality is that Brainstorm Pro is the most valuable tool on the internet. In case you're not aware, IP assets, i.e. intellectual property assets, such as domain names, trademarks, copyrights, etc., are worth every bit as much as bars of gold tucked away in Swiss bank accounts, and are much easier to manage. Not as much paperwork. Things like domain names, digital real estate, can definitely be as valuable as whole square miles of physical real estate. I mean, names like Google.com, their whole business hinges on one domain name. And if they fail to re-register that domain name and somebody else snatches it up and decides not to be a nice guy about it, they're SOL, you know what, out of luck for well over $100 billion in investment in their brand. So people who are not totally over the hill and out of it understand that brands are the future. Brands are important, and intellectual property is what really pretty much controls the world and the consumer economy. So anyway, I devised Pneumatics because I've faced off against pneumatics in combat. I've had a pneumatic gun pointed at me by police officers in jail, point blank, like 3 inches from my face, with them screaming at me to literally take a toxic, lethal injection to render me sterile and or dead on the spot. I'm not a huge fan of law enforcement or the corrupt judiciary. I don't give one flying fuck about police officers, and I think they can be killed just like the next guy if they decide to take the path of corruption. They definitely tried to commit murder in the first degree on me under color of law at Santa Rita. It was a Butch Dyke police officer and her partner assaulted me in my cell with Axon tasers simply because I asked for my PC 851.5 rights to call my family at arrest, which they violated me over 3 days, and they violate over 60 days of other prisoners with complete and total impunity. They just laugh when you ask for your legal rights as codified by penal codes, even when they are personally liable by law. And nobody does anything about it because the judiciary is completely corrupt. It cannot be reformed. In my view, they just have to be exterminated or driven out of the country or forced to accept universal general income, you know, like 1,500 cyber credits per month or something, just to keep them eating and pretending that they contribute something to the modern world. So anyway, pneumatics is patriotic, pro-constitutional weapons technology. You cannot regulate compressed air, electricity, or any of the types of missiles that can be loaded into these weapons. Good luck, Nancy Pelosi. You might as well take those illegal, anti-constitutional gun control bills, tear them up, and wipe your ass with them, because that's how much they're worth now that this information about pneumatics hits the market. Air-powered weapons are definitely plenty lethal, plenty of stopping power for you Wild West cowboys. A ball bearing to the throat at 1,000 FPS. Remember, BBs can be any size, ranging from those teeny little copper ones all the way to something the size of a marble. And projecting them out of an air-powered weapon is not that difficult. And when you add in things like artificial intelligence, computerized target acquisition optics, nailing those shots to the throat, to the vital points like the throat and the eye sockets, with the assistance of CPU, is plenty lethal. Plenty lethal. You can pump them full of plenty of lead and leave them dead with air powered weapons. Not to mention, with the air power, it's much easier to flip missile types, meaning if you want to go non-lethal pepper ball mode, you could potentially just flip a switch on the weapon and go to like pepper ball composites. If one of those hits you in the chest and explodes, or five of them, you're blind and you're out of luck in combat for 10 or 15 minutes. I've also been blinded with pepper by police during a standoff. They came to arrest me for nothing. They don't care that I have all these credible intellectual property assets, that I have no violent criminal history, whatever. I don't even know why they came to harass me, but it was like 10 of them with tasers. And during the confrontation, one of the officers wiped pepper oil in my eye. It was very quick the way he did it. He had a little glove on and a dab of this pepper stuff, and he just rubbed it across my eye when we were squabbling. And man, I could not see for a good 15 minutes. I was just sitting there. Pepper is definitely demobilizing in combat. I mean, there's so many ways you could use this. You could even use it on a mounted, on a truck mounted weapon probably. And if one of those hits a concrete wall next to a combatant, you know, if you're in like mobilized combat scenarios, it's probably going to have the exact same thing when the pepper dust blinds them. If they're wearing goggles, fine, flip to paintball mode. Use the paintballs to hit the goggles or the windshield. Then when they have to jump out or get out of their gear, pump them full of lead. Pneumatics is pro-constitutional. It might not be politically correct, but whatever. You cannot claim to be a patriot or standing for things that America stands for while supporting anti-constitutional weapons bans under any pretense. It doesn't make the country safer. It makes it way, way, way more corrupt. It gives the government unlimited powers of corruption to do whatever they want, and gives no access to weapons to combat corruption to people who want them. And it drives people crazy. I don't think most of the people that have been labeled as crazy in America are nearly as crazy as the judiciary. I think they've been driven crazy, a lot of them anyways, by crazy, immoral scumbags in high places who violate every last law in the books, don't follow any codified laws or precedent legal rulings, and just make their rulings because I said so law. Or because this is the court's opinion. Well, That may work on some level for some amount of time, but there's a thing called the court of public opinion, which is superior to those kangaroo courts these idiots are a part of. And I am openly providing weapons to kill corrupt judges. You can even use pneumatics to sneak weapons into courtrooms. Compressed air, plastic air canisters about the size of a small mag light with a mounted laser. And the minute you hear a corrupt judge use a phrase like, "because I said so," to justify his ruling when that's totally illegal, you could flip on a little laser aimed right at his throat and stick him with a poisoned projectile using air power, ideally soaked in toxic lethal poisons for over 24 hours. Anyway, that's just the start of pneumatics. There's a whole lot more to talk about, such as home defense systems, meaning you can plant small air canisters in your yard and combine them with like sort of tripwire alert notifications. So if you see movement on your property, you can be notified, even on like an $80 laptop computer, and then you can make the decision on which type of force you want to use. Like if you want to aim for a lethal force shot to their throat, or if you want to use pepper ball, and it can all be recorded with video cameras to absolve you of homicide in a court of law for self-defense, for killing someone in self-defense. Anyways, stay tuned and enjoy this site, and please share it with friends. Get the word out about pneumatics. The days of illegal gun bans are over, and now new air-powered weapons with artificial intelligence will hit the markets and potentially save U.S. taxpayer dollars, literally $100 trillion or more in projected budgeting for military operations. If you consider yourself a patriotic American in any sense of the word, even though it's definitely a very corrupt country, and you don't want to see America become slaves to China due to superior artificial intelligence technology, tell them about pneumatics. The most important thing in AI is targeting technology. Very simple optics to target lethal points for one shot, one kill, extremely inoffensive, extremely inexpensive, lethal combat technology, defense, offense, whatever. So, save taxpayer dollars, do a good thing, support the economy, and get the word out. Have a great day. And contact me if you have any questions or collaborations. This is definitely an open business opportunity, meaning if you want to make money in the weapons industry by crushing those obsolete 50-pound pieces of junk that uses bullets that require you to undergo background checks to even get a hold of. If you think like $1 per bullet is overpriced, when pneumatics can fire missiles at less than one penny per lethal round, then capitalize. Combine efforts with me. You can sell your weapons on my website. I can just provide a link to you, and you can ship them via mail or work it out. I'm willing to face unlimited violent confrontations with unlimited amounts of police, SWAT, and military over my legal right to do ethical, pro-constitutional business. So if you're an engineer and you can provide these designs ranging from handguns all the way to truck-mounted weapons, or things like with an air tank the size of a scuba tank on your back, which can hold like, 10,000 rounds of multiple types, everything, all types, all sizes of pneumatic weapons can be made and sold. And tell the government good luck and get fucked trying to regulate compressed air and metal. All right, have a great day.